That's got to be something like, I don't know, what is it like? I don't know, 25 cents maybe? Fuck me! Hey, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yes.
You never, so we recorded, I don't even know if I've got it. Let's see if I've got it here. We spent all that time recording. This show is part of the Pride 48 podcasting network.
Yeah.
You never use that on that darn Elvis.
I can't find it. I was looking for it the other day specifically to use it. And I was just like, oh God, I can't find it.
Like, oh yeah, Daniel's good.
I find, do you have a wave version of it?
Yeah.
Can you throw that version up in my Google Drive? It's just buried in a directory that I had somewhere and I can't find it. And it's like, I'll put it in the assets folder for TDE so that I can use it.
Okay.
And put it into rotation. But yeah, I was aware. I just keep forgetting to ask you. I guess I could go through my email because I sent it to you at some point.
I don't count the number of times my bumpers are used in people's podcasts like other people that I know.
Oh, don't you?
I don't think you've ever used a bumper with my voice.
I believe we used it once when I knew where it was. And then I've lost it. But it's so easy on the Anchor interface because it's in the libraries. All the stingers are in the library there. So I don't even do anything. When I upload it to Anchor, I put our show audio and then I just add in whatever stinger I want. And then it does the mixing and everything for me. But on Elvis, because we're using Podbean, anyway, it doesn't have that feature. So I have to do it before I upload. And so that means it needs to be in the folder that I'm used to using because I have...
Excuses. Hey, so Mark they're having a production install tonight.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to do testing at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And they're having pipeline issues. It is now 11:18 p.m. here, and they have not successfully deployed.
Oh. Do you have your original audio on? I kept meaning to ask that.
Oh, I don't know.
Probably not. So there's this stinger.
No, I don't. For some reason, it's not. I'm going to have to. On the Mac, it's not a. Oh, by the way.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That's so much better than that other one.
You know, the other thing that you might be interested in.
Hmm.
Is I just had my first Mac blue screen of death today.
Oh, the old Mac BSOD, huh?
Well, it wasn't a blue. I had a kernel panic.
Ah, yeah, kernel panic you don't want to run into. It's like, oh dear God, kernel panic is coming.
It just restarted.
That's like, crazy.
It just went.
I mean, it's a computer. It's like they all have issues. It's like,
I was like
anyone.
What?
Yeah.
These people that say Macs never have any problems, and I just had a freaking kernel panic.
Yeah.
But I did some research, and apparently, the new Macs don't really like HDMI all that much, or something.
Yeah,
and
there's
so,
it's
like,
always
if
something.
You're using HDMI, and I don't know, but yeah, I had a kernel panic.
I did. I don't have my iPad up here with me tonight, but I did get my MIDI keyboard connected to it, and I got all that working, and I'm able to play my MIDI stuff. So maybe I'll work on some music this weekend. That'll be fun.
This so I'll switch cameras for a second. I'll show you.
Can we stop the YouTube stream now that we're off the show?
We can, if you want.
I feel like I don't mind doing the show on YouTube. I don't know that
I
want to.
Do you feel self-conscious?
Yeah, I feel like you said something earlier and you were all like, oh no, other people are hearing about
it. Well, I didn't want to say that on the audio stream either.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying it's like, but there's, I would rather not have, I would rather be freer to speak about stuff.
So when I go from you, if you look at this now, when I go from either you or I to this, that's a macro that I had to create. So
I'm just watching the delay in my fingers between the two pictures. Woo!
Okay, I'm going to go. Well, then, yeah, we can do that. I can just start the video when we actually start the real show.
Right. So for those of you watching on the video, if you want to continue to listen to us, because we'll probably be talking for a while longer, but it's like if you wanted to listen to this, is the show's over, but we're now doing the post show. Which
show's over. Yeah,
show's over. No, but I mean, we're doing it. This is where Adam and I chit chat. And if you're a level 13, we didn't even do a level 13 ad during
level 13.
But if you're a level 13 member, you'll be hearing the post in the pre-show because we post those later on your own special RSS. So if you're over on YouTube, your last chance, you need to head yourself over to either to our Discord server and you can listen to the audio there, or you can just go to pride48.com and click on listen live, right? Isn't that the other place?
There's a play button at the top.
A play button. You can hit the play button over on pride48.com. Or you can ask, you know, Alexa to play Pride 48 on TuneIn.
On TuneIn, yes.
Anyway, all right, so goodbye, YouTube.
You know, there's a, we're gone, we're off.
You know what it is? It's like, I heard this thing today where several of the ELT, that's the executive leadership team, someone today on a meeting said, I was in a meeting the other day where they were talking about you had a podcast.
Well,
and I don't have a problem with that other than
we say before or after?
No. I wanted to take a hit on my vape and I just didn't want to like have video of me out on the internet of me like hitting a vape.
Okay.
So
yeah, well,
Well,
yeah, we can do that.
Because as long as it's audio, I could be lying. It's like, oh, look at me. I'm vaping. That's part of my character. That's a lot. You know, I'm not actually vaping. It's a character thing that I'm doing. Also, now I can sit down.
Well, you could have sat down before, but yes, I'm fine with that. If you feel more comfortable just having it during the show, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I would say like shortly before the show or right at the show period. But yeah, I see now you got the two pictures there. That's nice.
Oh yeah, I can still show you. You're still getting it, but the logo in the middle is to get that to come on and go away when I switch. I had to create a macro for that, which I'm all about macros. I love so it looks like I can even show you what this is exciting for all the listeners. I can show you what the macro looks like. It is XML.
If you think you're showing it to me, you're not.
I'm not because that application's okay. Not open. Oh yeah, there it is. It's on the wrong screen, but I'm going to have to pull it over here and then share my screen. Oh, no. I can share my screen.
Well, you, okay. I see it. You're using Visual Studio Code, looks like.
I am. Yeah. That's my preferred editor.
Your preferred editor?
It's just all these settings here. Set the position of our windows.
Oh, nice.
And the size, and also add the little logo thing.
Oh, Kathy Marshall got vaccinated today. Congratulations, Kathy. Did you get the one and done J&J, or did you get the Pfizer or the Moderna? Look at that. It's a software version of your hardware.
Yeah, it is. You can do more in the software than you can.
Yeah.
And they have you can record them.
Oh, she got the J&J, so she doesn't even have to go back.
Oh, wow. So is it done? How many weeks before? Is it 2 weeks with all of them? I don't even know.
It's 2 weeks after the second shot for the Moderna and the Pfizer, and then 2 weeks after. Yeah, it's 2 weeks after you get your first shot of J&J, you're fully inoculated. So you don't have to go back for a second shot. That's the benefit of it.
Cool.
But well, it's okay, because I'm going Thursday,
April 15th.
I'm so excited, Adam. Mine is this coming Thursday, the 8th, is my second shot. I'm so excited. I'm ready.
Mine's the 15th. And, you know, I'm more excited because I took the 15th and 16th off work.
Yeah, I'm going to, well, the...
So I'm like, oh, 15th, I get 2 days 15th, off.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at Disney for our anniversary, the 14th through the 16th. But we're coming back that Friday night. We're not staying Friday night. So I'll be back in time for the show.
Oh, you're staying at Disney for your anniversary?
Yeah, we're staying.
Don't you live close enough to just like drive home?
Yeah, but we're staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge overlooking the animals and going to a nice hotel. But no, I think it'll be exciting because next Friday night It will be a day, you know, more than 24 hours after I got the shot, so I can report if I have any side effects.
Yeah, you need to wait. I don't remember. Was yours Pfizer or?
Yeah, mine's Pfizer.
Pfizer. Yeah, that's the one that mine is. I'm kind of curious to know.
So you'll see whether I have the side effects. If I'm like, oh, I feel like shit.
I feel like I handle feeling sick fairly well. Like, I don't think I'm okay with being sick, honestly. I'm okay with it.
I don't mind having
on the couch and watch TV.
If I get the flu, but I'm effectively immune from COVID, then I'm all for it. As long as it doesn't interfere with my camping trip on April 30th. Oh, Adam, so looking forward to it. So,
is this a campground?
I mean, yeah, it's a gay campground. Yeah. Yeah, it's a gay campground, but I'm going to
not on video, and I'm just like,
yeah. Can you just give me your full picture instead of the?
Yeah, I like this camera better. I know my lips are not quite on with my, but I look so much better in this camera than I do in the webcam.
It's just me that has the bad picture. Thanks, Adam.
Your picture's fine.
Yeah, actually, I think it's Latin weekend. It's the weekend that I'm going.
Actually, what I could do is I could, but I don't want to do that because I don't want people. I could pipe the video into the Discord.
You could.
But, and then it wouldn't be recorded anywhere on YouTube.
You could, but. I mean, you can. You're welcome to. I'm piping the audio in there, so you would need to pipe both the video and the audio, and I would need to mute myself in that channel.
True.
So that I'm not, because my audio is going to be ahead of yours because it's not going through a video encoder. But it's okay. It's all right.
Let's see. Oh, I had to stop this. This Mac's like, you don't have permission to do that thing. Do you want to give this application permission to do this thing that you're wanting to do?
Oh, wait, now you're pushing audio into the channel. So mute yourself in Discord. So go down to your, down to the bottom left-hand corner and click on the mute so that you're muted. There you go. There. Now your audio is not conflicted. So when you're ready to do your video and, there's the video. So remember what I told you about the audio? You need to make sure that it's not on push to talk, but it's on ready to go all, you know what I'm saying? There's a sensitivity bar that you want to drag so that it's just, it's always broadcasting.
But I'm hearing an echo back, which is not going to be good.
Yeah. But in the audio settings, there's also a thing that says the volume of that. All right. So you go into your settings, you go to voice and video. And the first thing that you want to do is make sure that your output device, whatever it is, that you turn the output volume all the way down because you don't want to hear anything from the channel. So turn that slider on that side, the output device. You can leave it at default. Just set there. That'll get rid of your echo. Now on the, you know, pick the right input so that they're getting.
Am I sharing my screen with you?
You're circling back.
Okay.
All right. And then make sure that you on input mode. Now you're showing me the chat room. On input mode. There you go. So on input mode, voice activity is correct. And then that automatically determining the input sensitivity, just drag the slider on that. So uncheck the automated.
Actually, I want to do stream input.
Okay. But see the uncheck the automatically determine the input sensitivity. Uncheck that.
Yeah.
And then move that slider as far to the left as it'll go. All the way. There you go. And so now you're constantly broadcasting audio to the thing. Although I didn't see the thing move. Go back to that screen.
Okay. Settings.
Video voice and video. Yeah, voice and video. All right. So All right, I'm seeing it. So see how the automatically thing has, it's kind of like a sound bar. So that's me talking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now you talk.
I'm talking.
Okay, hello, yeah. So you're, all right, so you're now ready to put your audio into the Discord so you can unmute yourself in the Discord channel, and I will mute myself. And okay, if we did that correctly, then they should be hearing the audio just switched. It's, instead of you hearing it from me, you'll hear it from him, from Adam, which I don't know that you would know the difference, but it's now you're getting the audio from Adam and it's syncing up with the video, I believe. Someone can confirm. Can you guys listening on Discord, can you still hear? That's the question.
Can you hear us?
RT Cruiser can hear us.
It may be a little, well, it should be the same as in YouTube, actually.
No, it's, what, you mean lag or quality?
Yeah, the lag.
So that's the thing I wanted to talk to you about is we can do that server boost so that we can get more emoji slots and it ups the audio quality and it allows you to stream at a higher quality, video at a higher quality. That is 2 Nitro boosts a month.
2 Nitro boosts a month, and a Nitro boost costs money, or
it's like $5 a month. And but what I was wondering is like, you know, did you want to use the Pride 48 money to boost it? And it's like, or is there any, would anyone else use that? That would be a question that we should ask.
Well, the thing is though, I'd rather people use the stream for most.
But the other thing is when it's boosted, then they can post pictures in the chat room that are bigger. Like right now, if you try to post a picture that's too big, it's like, oh, you can't, that's too big to post in the chat room. It's like by Nitro boosting the channels, you can post bigger pictures.
Sorry, I'm muted.
Anyway, for us to be at level 2, it would basically be $10 a month. There's probably a discount for playing yearly. So it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, just have Pride 48 do it. Just, there's money in the account. So just have them have Pride 48 pay. It's definitely something that Pride 48 is using.
I'll look into it. Nitro Boost equals this new cryptocurrency. So.
What is she saying? The adenovirus vaccines. I don't know what that is. What is an adenovirus, Adam?
It must be those new one. She must be talking about the type of
oh, the Johnson
vaccines
Johnson.
For COVID.
The adenovirus vaccines are much better understood and readily modified for whatever variants will be expected in the fall. Yeah. The whole
boosting. Oh, that was Cyclone.
Oh, that was Cyclone.
You said she.
Oh, I thought it was Kathy. You know what? Cyclone was replying to Kathy Marshall.
He was, yeah.
All right, look, I'm old. I have bad eyesight. Yeah. And, well, I'm not drinking tonight, but yeah, I drink. So it's like, I get confused sometimes. I'm very confused. Someone on my team the other day called me curmudgeony. Do you think I'm curmudgeony?
Yeah.
Am I like the Andy Rooney of Pride 48?
Do you remember when we, our very first episode of Dubious Intent Plus together?
Yes.
Was called Plussed by an Old Muppet.
I do recall the title of
and
that.
And we used the picture of Statler and Waldorf.
Oh.
Why do you think we did that? Because we're both a little curmudgeon-y.
Maybe I just don't understand what curmudgeon-y means. It's like, to me, it seems like that would be horrible. I don't want to be curmudgeon-y. That makes it sound like I'm just a grump, like I'm always negative
Scott
about everything.
Scott is also
curmudgeon-y. Oh, I would agree that Scott is curmudgeon-y, but I'm just like, I'm not normally a negative person. In fact, I'm usually a quite positive person. So I was like, wait, I'm a curmudgeon? But apparently they take things... I'm just used to dealing with other devs and other devs, you know, there's a sarcastic humor that I don't think that they necessarily, these business analyst folks really get. So like they'll be displaying something on their screen and it'll quite clearly say at the top of their screen that Office has an update. Click here to restart and apply the update. And I'll be like, I've seen that on your screen for 6 meetings now. When will you, are you going to reboot your computer? Please reboot your computer. And then they consider
reboot
that
your computer now.
They consider that to be me being mean. And I just view it as, no, I'm just, I'm that, that's how it's like, for God's sakes, install the damn update. That's my, oh, RT little... Cruiser says that I am a curmudgeon.
That's what he says.
Oh, I don't want to be a curmudgeon. Aww. I don't want to complain about everything. All right. If I'm going to complain about everything, Adam, do you listen to this?
Probably not.
This other podcast, this She's Not Doing So Well?
No.
I really think you should. And I'll tell you why I think you should. Because you love that morning zoo feel to a show, right?
They didn't really come across to me as morning zoo type.
All right, but I'm saying, but they were new. They were new. I'm gonna play you a clip right now. I'm telling you, okay. It's like, it's to the point. They're very morning zoo like. Let me connect to my Bluetooth here. All right, and then let me go. Let me find a spot in here where they're just. It's. I was paying attention to the production elements of this, and it's very, very radio. So this is their latest
horrifying stories. Let's see. The first time I did anything with another dick, I was 17, and he starts telling me stories about how his
breaking the cycle. That's
so here's
sure.
this. Here's the saddest part of all of this shit. About 2 years later, I missed you. Doing I'm 17. I'm with me.
Sorry. Sorry. I have different laughs depending on my state of mind, I think. And like the snort is like, that really sounds like.
All right.
I need the petroleum jelly.
Well, we acted so weird. All right, here, listen to how they go into this segment. Right, this is very morning radio.
I had no contact with gay people before this, other than the one I was molested guy like a few weeks before this. So
you moved quick in college.
What's that?
You moved really quick in college, like a few weeks before I got with a molested guy, and now this guy's even worse. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I didn't say he was worse. I just said I wasn't told how to prepare.
Oh, you shit. You shit everywhere.
Well,
honey.
I wouldn't say I shit everywhere. I'm just saying.
I might have gone back too far, but hold on. They're going into this segment in just a minute.
Like, he acted very strange afterwards, and I remember him.
Because you shot on him.
But I want you to pay attention.
You shit on his fucking desk.
There's music in the background of the segment.
Wow.
Well, first of all, there was no lube. I mean, there were several things wrong, so I wasn't sure if it was blood or
fucking amateurs. Like, who the fuck gets fucked in their hole?
I was 17, and I never knew a gay person before.
Not even baby oil, though? Like, had you ever fucking fingered your asshole?
No.
I guess you don't really need to have like lube for your fingering, but you never like experimented with like petroleum jelly or anything.
What the fuck are you talking about? You fucking creep. Were you molested as a child? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's a COVID cough.
That was Rona.
You would sit around, take like petroleum jelly, and like shove it up your butt.
I jack off with petroleum jelly, and like, I don't know.
Oh my god. After you got raw and your dad was like, you need to stop.
Yeah, basically, I was like, I need the petroleum jelly.
You just need to get a good lotion.
I need the petroleum jelly.
Wow. So
you don't think this sounds very morning radio?
Jim's is shitting and bleeding everywhere. Okay, wait, can I just grab like 5
minutes? It does, you know. This is going to make me sound so prudish.
Wait, here's the second.
I feel sufficiently barebacked.
I feel like I was barebacked again.
I feel like I was molested like all of Jim's ex-lovers.
100% molested. Or whatever. I don't even know.
What was that, the segment?
You need an edible bubble.
I know. Unfortunately, this week is not going to be the one, but next week.
I'm so sorry, Adam. I like stepped over your
next week
line.
If you're not on a ventilator in the hospital.
Right here. But hold on.
Jim, please.
Jim, what are you eating?
All right. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say, and then I'll.
No. Okay. Well, I don't want to be a prude in my old age.
Yes.
My voice just changed. I don't want to be a prude in my old age, but I don't really enjoy anymore youngish gay boys talking about their sexual adventures. Like, yeah, it's just not something that I enjoy listening to anymore.
Okay. Well, that is very FM radio. I mean, that's what FM radio is now. It's, you know,
I ever listened to on FM was, I mean, the Russ Martin show, which actually he died last month, but, and he wasn't even that old, but it's not that I don't enjoy sex, but for whatever reason, hearing about someone sitting on a dick and getting shit on it is not.
I'm playing it from a weird spot. I'm in the middle of the show. There's context to some of these things, and I'm not. I mean, I'm just saying. All right, let me see if this is where they go into that.
Bunnies.
Yes.
I realize I say that, and I used to do the Adam and Maddie show. I understand what I'm saying here.
All right, here we go. Here, this is a second.
That really sounds like me.
Oh God, that was horrifying. Sorry.
So listen behind them. You can hear the segment music playing in the background. It's very FM morning zoo.
Depending on my state of mind, I think, and like the snort is like.
I think you do too. I fucking hate Annie's.
Is that what's making you miserable?
But that's a side note. Like, I really hate Annie's.
Because it's organic.
It's like the same thing. They've got
their little segment music playing in the back there, and they do their little. Anyway, they're just very FM morning radio, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. It's very Opie and Anthony, very that kind of three bro morning jocks is kind of how it reads. And there's nothing wrong with that. I was just marveling at some of the. I don't know why I keep qualifying this. They're not level 13 members. I don't think they listen to this, but I
also never enjoyed Opie and Anthony or Howard Stern.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's just me. But
okay. When I listen to shows, I always listen to them with that editor ear. Like, I'm listening to how they put it together and what things that they, because in a perfect world, I should not like their show. Because the sound quality is god awful.
Oh yeah, the sound quality was.
Bobby sounds great because he's on the Rodecaster, but the other two are on cheap headphones or cheap microphones. They're not wearing they're not paying attention to how they're coming across. So they come across distorted. Right. They're not recording cleanly. Those kind of things like that. So to me, on paper, I shouldn't like this show because I'm a very big stickler for audio quality. But at the same time, it's engrossing in the way that they've put it together in that very quickly edited, I don't know if it's the three, but there's always someone laughing, which kind of sets that morning radio vibe of like, there's always someone, you know, like cackling and laughing and it adds to the, anyway, I'm fascinated with how it's put together, the production of it. So.
No, I can get that. It's more the content. The main reason I don't listen to a lot of LGBT podcasting is because a lot of it is that kind of content. And I just don't enjoy listening to that content. Maybe I would have at a younger point in my life. I don't know. And so that's the main reason that I'm very rarely listen to LGBT podcasts because of that fact. Because especially men tend to have that kind of content in their shows. So that's why, especially the younger ones. So
well,
again,
Cyclone says that the all three of those guys also do stand up. They all do stand up. I thought Miz did stand up. I didn't know that Bobby and, because they didn't talk about that on our show when we had him on as guest. They didn't talk about doing stand up ever. Did they?
No, they didn't. They didn't. But anyway, so I don't know. I don't know why that is, because I've never thought of myself as a prude. You know me. Mm-hmm. I used to do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Used to.
Now you get all skeezed out when I say I'm going on a glamping trip. And you're like, mean a glamping, wink, wink.
Maybe that's I don't think it's, I'm not skeezed out at all. It's like, oh, the good old days. But even back then, I don't think I really listened to that. I don't know why that is. I don't find that enjoyable to listen to. But it sounds wonderful, except their audio quality, which is horrible. It sounds like they're all, you know what? It's one of those podcasts that sounds like they have one of those snowball microphones in the middle of the table.
But they don't. They're doing, Miz is in New York, and then Jim and Bobby are in the same town, but apparently something's changed where Jim is not recording locally with Bobby usually, so he's coming in over Zoom, and you know how it is adding other people to your Zoom call, and you have to be super anal about making sure their audio is right, and mm-hmm. all right, now I need you to send me that recording and let me make sure that your levels are good because I can't see them on your screen. You know what I'm saying? And like the stuff that we used to do all the time, like send me a test recording so I can hear what it sounds like. Yes, that's good. You're set. And so, but you know, if your primary goal is to be a stand-up comic, then, or if that's your life, you're not used to wearing headphones and hearing yourself and judging your sound quality, whatever. You're standing up on stage and talking, right? Anyway.
Sorry, I was replying to Auntie Scott, who sent us an email.
Yes. Replied. Did you reply all so that I could see what you said?
Yeah. I mean, you're aware.
Oh, no, I'm aware. I just didn't want to. I told him in the chat room that I would fill him in later. And then, but that's right. You're now filling him. I'm glad that my story, Adam, was so entertaining that you decided to write a three paragraph email to Auntie Vera during Auntie the Scott, time.
He doesn't want to be called Vera anymore.
Well, I'm looking at the phone that says Auntie Vera Charles. That's his Gmail address. So it's like,
Well, I was listening. I can do two things at once. You were talking about people who have good audio quality and who send a file over and check it and wear.
No, I'm saying I was like that. And I'm just saying they don't do that. That's
right.
The one problem that I have with that show. I wish that they would all care about the sound quality. I feel like Bobby cares about the sound quality, but the other two are just can't. But then at the same time, it's like, they can't be our nemesis. Because I just feel like
they don't care about us.
Well, we're too different. I feel like
they don't even know we exist.
I mean, they were on the show.
They forgot. They're like, oh, what show were we on? They were probably on 50 shows.
I'm sure. Remember
that one guy who was on the show who was really funny?
Yeah, he was going for the world record to.
He was really funny.
He's still around.
Really good. Yeah. Well, we don't need a third person.
I didn't say we did. I'm just
saying, I'm not suggesting that we call him back. I'm just saying he was good.
I mean, we could, Adam, we could have a third person that just laughs. That is just, you know,
just
like
laughs at us.
You're just laughing, you know, like, and they get the. There must be a name for that. Just like there's fluffers and porn and everything. There must be a name for that. For morning radio, like the hype men or whatever, just the dudes that sit around in the morning radio stations and their only job is just to laugh at every fucking thing that the host says.
Do you think we should add some background music to our opening segment where we're just chatting?
I don't think so. And they don't normally do background. They do background music to denote that they're in a segment. So the Miserable with Miz is like a segment and it's got backing music to it. Kind of like I was trying to do. And I don't think that was the reason that I wanted to do it with the test kitchen stuff I wanted that same kind of concept of having like a little.
Well, that is a segment.
That is. And we need to rearrange it because you're right. Because I go from reading the what days it is and the trivia stuff and I have the music playing. And then when I leave that to go into birthdays. And when I go into, anyway, there's music for birthdays. And then there was music that I play for the song, you know, the movie. But then when we get to the Weekly World News and I start playing that music again, so maybe we should move all of it so that I can do everything under one theme up here. And then do I feel like we should end with birthday. So then do the guessing the song, you know, the guessing the theme song, and then finally birthday, and then into the exit, show exit music.
Yeah.
I feel like that. Why am I solo on this? Why am I? What are you hiding? Why are you, look, everyone, it's an 88 key MIDI.
Why are you
keyboard.
So low? What?
Why are you hiding? Oh, there you are.
I just like to switch the camera occasionally.
Okay. It was on.
I did put the the chat room up, but I thought, how meta is that?
They're watching a video of the chat room?
Watching a video of the chat room. Yeah. So that doesn't.
Oh, were you picking your note?
No, I just. You were talking. I was not. I just put it on you.
That's rare.
That's the only thing.
That's really rare. for you.
Actually, it happens a lot.
You need to be talking. I'm not a curmudgeon, and I don't talk a lot, Adam.
Okay.
That's my feeling, and I'm sticking to it.
How dare you? I don't pick my nose. I do every morning when I'm showering, pick belly button lint.
Anybody have any idea what a good ratio of pot to brownies would be? Like, if you're going to do just like a 9-inch thing of brownie, you know, like a box of brownie mix, what would the weed to brownie ratio be of the oil, right? So it's like, the cannabis oil. So it's like, do you think like let's say it takes 2/3 of a cup of oil. So when you make the cannabis oil, you're going to make that 2/3 of a cup. Would you use 1/4 or 1/8? Like what would be the tray of brownies? How much weed goes in the, THC weed based weed? Anyway, what's the perfect balance? I don't know that I've determined that yet.
I do not know the answer to that question, so I'll let the chat room answer that.
You can't buy edibles in Florida?
What you use in gummies.
Well, we don't have recreational marijuana here, Kathy Marshall. We only have medical marijuana, and I do not have a medical marijuana card. But I suppose I'm assuming that the dispensaries here sell edibles. I don't know. It's not as, you know, cool as California where you can like walk in and they like, welcome to Cannabake. Here's brownies and cookies and everything. It's like in Florida, the medical marijuana is just pretty much like a white building. You have to walk in. You have to know exactly what you want because they're not allowed to display it. Right. So.
I'm not going to remember, but and sorry, I'm closing the garage door so you may hear it, but when I was in California and I went to that store, it was like an Apple store.
Yeah.
And you go in and there are little geniuses and everything was white. I don't remember the name of it.
The dispensary. You went to the dispensary.
Yeah, everything was white. It was all in white cases. And you went up to the, you know, there's this girl who kind of looks like the girl on the AT&T commercial. She has a little, you know, clipboard or a tablet or something. And she's asking you all these questions. Well, is this your first time here? What are you, you know, blah, 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 blah. It was very like professional and very soothing. And it was interesting. It was a really nice store, actually, because you expect it's going to be some kind of, you're going to go to some back alley and, you know, they're going to, I don't know. It's just not what I expected.
Kathy Marshalls is absolutely correct. It is so easy to make edibles too strong. That's what I'm trying to avoid. Is if you've ever made edibles too strong, it's, you know, you've just lost your day. I can't read that.
I don't know if you guys
something can see closed
that.
What closed?
Or if anybody is. So Cyclone says, why does Adam have a garage door opener button in his upstairs studio?
Oh.
I have actually.
You just have Google Home on your phone.
No, it's my garage door opener has the app.
Yeah. But it's probably also on your Google Home because I have individual apps, for my lights and my plugs, but I never use them. I just use the Google Home app. Anyway, it is on the IoT, Kathy Marshall. It's not a button. That's what he was trying to say.
Right. It's not a,
why
it's not
did,
a button.
Did Mittens leave and you just shut the door on him? You're like, now we're black. Black. Oh, I like this. I'm being censored. I'm not allowed to speak my mind. You can't prove that anything that I say right now is something that I actually said because you can't see my mouth moving.
I'm trying to, I can also bring in my phone screen.
Oh. Is your phone screen currently black?
It's not. Well, that's the thing. It's not.
Oh, there was a camera. What camera was that?
No, that's not my phone.
Oh, that's not your phone. That's me.
It worked the other day. I don't know what's wrong right now. Anyway, you can keep talking, but I just
look, now I look like a news reporter out in the field with my little mix minus thing on, shoved on my microphone. I'm out here live today speaking to the folks out here.
Well, it's not working. Anyway, okay, it doesn't matter. I have an app on my phone, and yes, I probably could connect it to my Google Home or Echo or whatever the case may be. But I haven't. Yes. I just used.
Why are you showing me the? I mean, I can see in Discord the broadcast shot. I would rather see you.
I think I was showing you something.
Oh, okay. Well, I would just earlier. Rather. Yeah, yeah. There
I
you
think
go.
I was That's showing fine. You That's something fine. Earlier, and
all right. I'm just saying.
It's
disturbing to see myself.
I know, you don't
want
to see yourself.
No, delayed. It's like, because I talk with my hands, and so it gets, it's like, I do this, and then the video above me does that, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, and yeah.
My multi-monitor is way the hell over there.
Multi.
And it helped, like, I can see it in the Discord now, but when I switch and I want to see, like, which one I'm on, I have to look. Like way over there, but I have a little camera monitor that I bought. I'm going to mount it right behind you, so I can see it.
The Cardiff Garcia is leaving the Indicator to start his own podcast. That is a line of text that is written in the chat room, and I know that those are English words, and I have no idea as to the meaning of that sentence.
Cardiff Garcia is very attractive.
Oh, well, he's leaving also, The Indicator. What is the, is that a show?
The Indicator is a spinoff of Planet Money.
Uh-huh. And now he's going to start his own podcast. Oh, you could go help him.
An NPR podcast. And it's funny because, well, it's not funny, but The Indicator is kind of his podcast. And also, he was originally on Planet Money, and then he went to The Indicator. And they brought other people in for Planet Money. And now I guess they're bringing other people in for The Indicator. I listen.
Go ahead.
To that show, except I'm very behind.
I just need to refill this.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll be right back. Oh, now my Captain America pants. People are going to see my Captain America.
I'm behind on, I can just switch to me, but you already walked by. Stacey Vanek Smith is staying. Well, that's good. I like her. She was gone for a while though, because I think she was writing a book or something. It looks like I'm only 9 episodes behind though. That can't be right. I think I must have set this podcast to only keep a certain number of episodes or something. Because I feel like I was further behind than that. But I did, I think the last one I listened to, and I believe that was The Indicator. That might have been Planet Money, though. Oh, I'm looking at Planet Money. The Indicator. Oh, maybe I unsubscribed from. Oh, no, no. Oh, yeah. I'm 75 episodes behind on The Indicator. I'm only 9 episodes behind on Planet Money. But The Indicator is a daily show, and that is difficult to keep up with. So Kathy Marshall is asking if the Slate equivalent is better or worse, and I don't listen to anything from Slate. So I wouldn't even know what that one is. So, but I'm 75 episodes behind on The Indicator, so that's probably why. But work has been so busy, I barely can keep up with That Darn Elvis, and that's about it. And well, my day, the morning stream is a must. I listen to that every single day, no matter what.
What do you listen to every single day?
You know, the morning stream, Scott Johnson.
Oh, the morning stream.
I listen to that one every day. Well, they only do 5 days a week, so I listen to it 5 days a week.
Yes.
And other than that, I listen to That Darn Elvis. I listen to Big Fatty, but I was very behind on that one. And those are the three that I have to, like, I want to keep up with. I have a lot of other ones, but I'm behind on almost everything because of work. But
so I have, my dailies, though, I listen to The Geeky Gay Tuesday through Saturday.
I mean, it comes out on Monday as well.
No, it. I don't listen to them. I listen. This is my morning routine, Adam.
Okay.
I bring up Solitaire on my computer, and I hit play on my podcast, which it has downloaded overnight. And it's like, so the first up every morning is The Geeky Gay. The next up every morning is the New York Times The Daily podcast. And then after that is Tech News Daily with Tom Merritt and crew. And then it's kind of a melange of podcasts. So sometimes it's a QAnon podcast, sometimes it's Cord Killers, sometimes it's, and some of those I won't get to for days, but pretty much every day I will have time to listen to Geeky Gay and The Daily and some of Tech News Show, like probably during lunch, listen to Tech News Show. But, but then some days, like today, we left early at 2, and so I was doing some stuff around the house, and I was listening to podcasts. So some days, like today, I can listen to more. So I was able to clear some of my backlog today and get down to the She's Not Doing So Well. I listened to Archer talk about his dinner and how it was warm. It was too warm, and it was like 70-something degrees. I was like, girl. You don't know what warm
his dinner
is.
Was too warm or it
no
was too
outside.
Warm.
He's like, oh, it was too hot because it was 80. And I was just like, it was 92 here. So
I also watch a lot of YouTube videos of whatever I'm interested in at that time.
Yeah.
And so I may have in the background, like on this monitor, like I may be working on this monitor that I'm looking at Daniel on right mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. And then this monitor where the chat room is right now, I might have like a YouTube video playing and it might be how to use the ATEM mini video switcher, or I was looking up the Twitter API and how to, cause I'm still doing some coding on the little bot that I'm writing to do things. And, I may have something like that. So sometimes I'll have that stuff on as well, but
I see.
But yeah, I have other podcasts, but those are the ones I always listen to. I have Pod as my co-pilot. I have a bunch of NPR. I have Make Me Smart from Marketplace, which is Molly Wood and Kai Rizdahl. I have Planet Money. I have It's a Thing with Tom Merritt and Molly Wood. Marketplace Tech, which is Molly Wood. The Indicator. Armchair Expert, which is Dax Shepard.
So I'm going to have to, sorry, Adam.
You're going to have to what?
I was about to change subjects. I didn't know if you wanted to
keep. You want
keep,
the rest of my list? This Week in Google, Windows yes, Weekly.
Yes.
America's Next Top Podcaster. Skim, which is Scott Johnson and his wife.
Yeah.
Level 13,
ooh.
The Morning Stream.
I never get around to listening to Level 13 stuff.
I don't listen to our stuff because I was on it. I don't listen to things that I was on.
That's sad to me because then you can't tell whether I'm doing a good or a bad job of editing.
I know you do a great job. I don't even need. So yeah, what topic change were you going to?
I don't remember now. We were talking about.
My nose is itching again.
You did write down the dates, right? You wrote down the dates. July 23rd.
I didn't, but I can remember.
Okay.
July 23rd.
Okay. Just wanted you to remember.
I'm going to be sending an email soon.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying that when you do get around to sending an email, it's like, wait, what did we say? So just write it down.
I will. You know what? I'll just send an email to
To who? To whom? Whom are you sending an email to? Wait, is to a preposition? To there. Whom are you sending an email?
I just sent an email to you and Auntie Scott.
Yes.
And that way I'll have a note.
Got it.
And he will have to do voiceover for, because that's what we do.
So the correct way would be, to whom are you replying, not who are you replying to, because to is a preposition.
Yeah, but Grammar Girl or somebody says, well, all that preposition shit is old-fashioned and you don't really have to follow
it. I didn't realize that I had been saying I'm doing excellent, thank you for asking, that I was supposed to be saying I'm doing excellently, thank you for asking.
Oh.
So that's, well, I did it correct tonight.
Oh, that shows you how much I pay attention.
Oh, there you go. I could say I'm doing well, thank you for asking.
You can say well, yep.
But I'm not. You know what? I'm going to switch it. I'm going to executive decision, Adam. I'm going to change it to I'm doing great, thank you for asking.
Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted
not.
I just wanted
not doing great.
It doesn't matter.
You've never said, you know what, Adam? Life sucks.
Because life doesn't suck. I'm not a curmudgeon. Life doesn't suck. I'm doing great. Yeah. Have you ever? I mean, I think we talked about it here on the show, right? Fake it until you make it.
You're an optimist. You are.
No, fake it until you make it. It's like, if you want to be happy, then portray yourself as being happy. You know, I'm saying, smile and your body will follow the cues and get happy. So
I feel like most of the time I'm happy on here.
I mean, you can hear it. And with Scott and I, there's a very marked difference between the pre-show and the show on Elvis. I feel like there's a big difference between the pre-show and the show on.
Well, except there's you two are sounding so much like mommy and daddy is fighting the past couple of weeks. This week, Scott's on there and he's like, hi, Daniel.
I know. Like, he was being very passive aggressive.
You're like, you're so fake. Uh-huh. What are you doing? And he's like, I'm being positive, Daniel. And you're like,
but
shut the hell up.
Right. I feel like that, but there's a difference. Like, I know I keep saying like, but RT Cruiser asked in the chat room earlier this evening, is this the actual show or are they still bantering pre-show, because he came in midway? And there's not a big difference in our show between the pre-show and the show. We have the same energy. There's not a marked energy level difference or whatever. I feel like we're kind of pretty even, whatever. It's like we're talking to each other and then we just happen to do the show in kind of the middle of that. And there's some, you know, stuff that we do. Segments.
Yeah, there are segments, but I've always been a fan of radio shows where it's like you're listening in on a conversation between people.
Yeah.
So I like that. It's just like you're friends of ours and you're listening in. You know, I got a cool Tableau TV. You want to hear about it? You know, I'm thinking about going on a vacation, you know. Let me see how many questions I can make.
Yeah, I heard on your last podcast that I listened to that I'm forcing
yesterday's.
I'm making you spend all this money.
Yeah, you are. What's next, Daniel? What's on the list?
I'm not making you spend any.
You want me to buy a MIDI keyboard and a Lesis?
It was how much was that thing? The thing was like $200, which I thought was really good. And you have to have the adapter for the iPad, which is $70.
Is the Pro synthesizer of the day still Roland? Because back in the day, the one to have was a Roland.
I honestly believe that they have progressed so much to how these things work as far as the electronics inside of them go that there's not much difference. You don't have like the old Moog where they actually have saw band circuits and filters. And like, it's not, I don't believe the hardware is unique anymore, but Roland and Korg were the two big ones in the 80s, at least. I don't know what people. I see
Roland
a lot of people
synthesizers at my church.
Yeah, when I watch YouTube piano stuff, I see a lot of people are playing Samsung pianos now, which is like, okay. Well, I guess Samsung makes pianos.
Samsung makes everything.
They do.
And you know what? I don't remember what it was, but Samsung started out, it might have been one of these trivia questions that I asked you, but they started out as like a dishwashing soap company or something. I don't know. It wasn't even electronics at all. It was something weird.
If only there was an internet worked system of computers. The Samsung
those things out
group.
So either you could look or the chat room looks. I don't have to Google. I have people to do that.
I see. What did they make? Arthur, what was their big?
Like bean paste or something.
Bean paste?
Soy sauce. I don't know.
In the late 1960s.
Tahini.
Samsung Group entered the electronics industry. It formed several electronics-related divisions, such as Samsung Electronics. Yeah, okay. It doesn't say what they made, though. So I don't know what, I mean, they made electronics, probably radios and stuff.
Is the mix minus backward on the Discord video?
No.
Okay.
It's probably mirroring for you so that you don't get distressed. Yeah. Because then you'll do what I was doing earlier, where you'll just like keep moving and the video is moving the different way. And you're like, ooh, that's freaky. And you'll sit there and play with it for hours.
Yeah. It's probably, in fact, there's a setting in Zoom where you can say, there's probably a setting in Discord.
Probably.
As well.
So we need to track reviews on our Podchaser page.
There's not.
So that you can, I should be the owner of this podcast.
Pod. It was such a pain in the butt to claim ownership.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I have ownership of it. It says it is claimed. I'm going to go to my podcasts. I'm logged in here.
Oh, when I look for Mix Minus on Podchaser, the first result I get is Mix Minus Musings.
Who is that?
A daily discussion of sports, technology, parenting, and current events from Matthew McQueenie.
Okay.
That's the guy who we stole the name from.
We didn't steal the name.
But his is the first one that comes up.
So?
Ours is like way down, like number 5 or 6. He also has a Monday morning Mix Minus and a Mix Minus with Matthew McQueenie.
Okay.
And now that one, he published something 3 days ago. Let's just have a listen.
Which one is this one?
Good evening. Welcome to the Mix Minus podcast. It is Tuesday, March 30th. We're on the cusp of baseball season, and what better time than to say this podcast is sponsored by Big League Pillows, which are customizable sports jersey pillows. And of course, Big League Pillows has MLB pillows, so you can get all of the teams. And if you use promo code Mix Minus.
I mean, I think they're getting the calls right for the most part, especially with some of the replay. But, you know, it's just, and I don't want, I do agree that the ASN
16,
the Colorado, it's weird. Yeah, because you got to pay the tax if you go over, you know.
Right, but you don't have to match contracts, I don't think.
Mr. Matthew McQueenie doesn't talk very much on his own show. His guest was talking most of the time.
I feel like that's what a lot of straight podcasters do.
Mix Minus is brought to you by Big League Pillows.
Is it brought to you by anything? All right. So that makes it sound great, right? It makes it sound like, oh yeah, that's, they're legit. They're being so, but then at the end, it's just a URL. So it's like the one that we used to make fun of, right? Use the checkout code dubious, you know, DI at checkout or whatever. Use the code. It's like, because those are promos that are available to anyone who wants them. All you have to do is just go to that website and they will say, here, sign up here. And then we'll make a URL for you. And that'll be how we track the referral. So it's basically just a referral thing. Like you'll get $1 for everyone that comes to this website and purchases our product. And you'll get 10 cents for, you know, someone who comes and reads through some stuff, or you'll get a penny for whatever.
I've thought about that. And even though we make fun of it, it wouldn't, you know, should I do anything where I'm teaching how to do podcasting or reviewing podcasting stuff or whatever?
Yeah.
It's very common on YouTube and other places for them to then put the links of the stuff that they reviewed.
Yeah.
Or even have a page. There's even this website affiliate links. Set up and you do affiliate links and you can actually make some money. And it's things that you use yourself most of the time or that you're recommending. So, you know, it's like, for instance, you could have made money off of all those Rode podcaster or Rodecasters.
That's right.
You
all sold. The Rodecasters.
You could have said, use my affiliate link.
That's right.
You could have made $15 or something.
Probably. That almost $10 or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all right. We have money sitting in our Anchor account, even though we no longer have a sponsor. Oh,
we do. We were going to pay someone to do something.
So we have $52, I think is the final.
We needed a stinger.
A stinger?
After these messages.
Oh, and now that we no longer have a sponsor.
That we needed that, but now we don't. I mean, there's nothing we need, so we'll just let that money and accrue interest.
Okay, I don't think that's how that works, but
should we invest it in an index fund and see?
I mean, I paid $100 for that plug-in.
Oh. Well, if you need the money, Daniel, I mean, it's fine. I know you're struggling. Yeah, I know you're struggling, and
yeah, let me show you. Here's this plugin that I got. You can play around with it. There's a free trial.
Are you going to share your screen?
There's a free trial. But yeah, I'm working on it. I was trying to get to the right place. Share screen. Yes, Adam, I'll share my screen lest you be very, you know, upset with me. So it's this Acusonos. I'm using the, of these down here, I use this voice declicker and this mouth declicker and the,
I like their graphics,
voice leveler. So I use the, there's a voice deepener. And there's a voice leveler right here. So these two, right, the pink and the yellow, these are the two that I use in my normal workflow. But they all pop up like this, and you can set these are like dials that you can set the things on. So, and they're pretty good. You can dial in how much you want to, you know, to level, how much. This auto EQ thing never really works well for me because I just don't like their choices that they make, and you can drag this around, but it can give you a thing. This voice leveler, I think I have ours set at like 35%, but you can see here where it's adding volume to the softer parts, you know, to bring them kind of up.
Does it show you, or is that an actual visual that you see when you're using it?
Yeah, if you will kept that up, but I don't keep that up. I just apply the action. You hear it in action, Adam.
One of the most common audio problems, especially when working with dialogue, is uneven audio levels. Bringing the volume of every word to the same range can be time-consuming if done manually. Use the Era Voice Leveler to automatically balance distracting volume differences using just one dial. Let's hear it in action.
Unfortunately, tensions remain between the ruling party and the opposition, former rebel movement. Corruption has become a major concern, but the discovery of gas fields is set to transform the economy of one of the continent's poorest nations.
We've smoothed out our uneven audio levels in seconds. Looking at the waveform, you can see exactly what the plugin does to your track. Use the emphasis mode to fix the spectral inconsistencies that result from a speaker's movements. The breath control button automatically detects breaths and excludes them from processing natural results. Level out your voice to sound like your voice actor was standing in the same spot the entire time. Era Voice Leveler is part of the Acusonus Era Bundle, collection of easy-to-use plugins that help you tackle every audio issue.
So those are the ones that I use. The voice leveler and then the mouth declicker. The mouth declicker! But they also
I find that I need some declicking.
Yeah, they also nowadays. Have like a plosive remover and some other things that they do. But it's like $7.99 a month if you prepay for the year. So I just prepaid for the year. So
it's ongoing. You can't. It's not one time, big time.
Oh no! But they send out updates all the time. It's like I've had at least 3 or 4 different updates since I. Actually, the mouth declicker, mouth noise declicker, was a brand new filter that they just put in that last patch. But yeah, I use it a lot.
I'm now needing a teeth de-whistler. I noticed tonight that I have, I don't know, I had braces, and I feel like as I'm getting older, my teeth are starting to get a little space between them.
Yes.
And maybe that's happening. And so now when I'm talking, well, it's not doing it now, but it was doing it earlier. I was like beaver. Is it a beaver?
What's a beaver?
Hey, Sonny or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. I think he was a gopher. Wasn't he a gopher?
Maybe
he was supposed to be a beaver, and I just thought he was a gopher. But yeah,
he had a big gap in his teeth, and he would whistle every. Why did Auntie Scott say "son of a"?
I have no idea. He was replying to Cyclone. So Auntie Scott typed in 12 more minutes of Chan, which means that he's not listening right now. He's watching Charlie Chan, but he just wanted to let us know that there's 12 minutes left in the Charlie Chan. And then Cyclone said something, spoiler alert, he lives. Oh. And then Scott said, son of a bitch. And that was
I have a TV recommendation for you.
Oh, I like TV. What is your recommendation? Yeah,
but you won't be able to watch it, I don't think.
Why?
Because, well, maybe you can buy it on Prime.
Okay.
Or something. I haven't looked. We started watching something last night that is actually, I don't want to say very good, but we are really enjoying it. I don't think it's Emmy worthy or anything like that, but we're really enjoying it. It's called Snowpiercer.
Oh. I have heard tell of this. I have not watched it. It's on, I think it's, I just saw somewhere tonight that it was listed.
We're watching it on HBO Max.
Oh, I have HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
I just picked that up.
It's on HBO Max. And we're really enjoying it. Now, the first episode, I feel like you need to get past the first episode because I think it starts out a little slow or I don't know. But anyway, I'm not really sure. I wasn't sure. But after I got to episode 2, about midway through, I was like, oh, I'm in, you know, whatever. But the theory is that, or the concept is that the Earth, scientists have, they tried to cool the Earth down because of global warming.
Right.
And they overcooled it.
And now they're living on this massive train.
They live on a train.
Yeah.
And there's murdering that happens. Right. And there's class
warfare. Well, the train is like this big city or something. Yeah. It's this really big train. I never understood why they're on a train, though. Why are they on the train?
I don't know. They
just, it reasons.
They don't really explain it other than they need to maintain speed to keep generating electricity.
Oh.
And everything is frozen. And so maybe the tracks enable them to keep moving, even though everything on the Earth is frozen.
Hmm.
I'm
sure there's some explanation somewhere.
It's good though.
Okay, great. I will
enjoy it. Yeah.
I remember the movie Snowpiercer that had Chris Evans in it was really highly critically acclaimed. It was not commercially successful here in the United States, but in other countries it did quite well. So
I've not even seen the movie. Maybe we should go back and, although I don't like it when, I read the chat room and I lost my train of thought. I don't like switching characters. Like when a movie has one set of people and then the TV show has a different set of actors.
Yeah.
when I get it in my head that a certain person is a certain character, it's jarring to see someone else playing that role.
So when I got HBO Max because for my birthday weekend, we were going to watch a movie, and the only thing that had come out in the past year that both of us had any interest in watching was Wonder Woman 1984. So, I was like, oh, it's on HBO Max. So I did the HBO. I signed up for the, well, I re-enabled and paid for HBO Max only to find out that Wonder Woman 1984 is no longer on HBO Max. So we couldn't even watch the movie that I signed up for, but we started watching Lovecraft Country. And I'm interested in watching Raised by Wolves and another.
Watch Raised by Wolves.
There's another one on there that I wanted to watch that has to do with. Oh, it's not Lovecraft Country. What's the other one that had to do with? The Watchers. I wanted to watch The Watchers.
I'm looking for this show that Cyclone is talking about.
The Covenant. It said he says watch next week on Amazon Prime. You will likely see me in the flashback episode.
But we wouldn't know.
Series is styled like American Horror Story.
Because we don't know what you look like, so we wouldn't even know it was you.
But we might see him. That is a correct statement.
I didn't know you were an actor. I thought you were in production of some sort. There was a whistle right then. Them, the Covenant. I'm not finding it.
Them.
When I search for that, it said I get Prometheus Trap, Kiss of the Vampire.
It says right there. Official trailer. Oh,
I'm not logged in.
I am, and I'm not seeing it. Let's see. Let me go to Prime Video. Prime Video.
Kiss of the Vampire, Prometheus Trap, The Falls, Covenant of Grace, Alien Convergence. Judaism.
Oh, it doesn't come out. It doesn't come out until August. So,
well, you said next week's. You mean next week when you record it? when you're actually doing the
April 9th release. Oh, so yeah, it comes out next week, next Friday, April 9th. I mean, they just haven't put it on Amazon yet, but just, here's the YouTube thing for it, right? People are buying a house.
Pretty nice, huh?
Bigger than it looked in the pictures.
I don't know if you're hearing that.
Oh, I love the song.
Are you hearing this?
What? No, I'm not hearing anything.
Okay.
You couldn't imagine a nicer place to live. I wish I was home.
Oh, it's that. Oh. With the things I've been knowing. Yes. It is from The Wiz, but yes, that's a very creepy use of that song. It's all Terry. It's terrifying.
This is how it begins, with one family.
Oh, don't do that!
They came from someplace worse. We'll have to make this place worse.
What's worse than worse?
Heard them folks in Compton straight up evil, man.
Fuck them.
There's something bad in this house. I don't like it.
We got our eyes on you.
It's very creepy. It's got a very, very creepy feel to it. You know what? When I was watching, have you watched Lovecraft Country, Zach? Zach. Adam.
Zach?
You watched Lovecraft Country?
I don't know. I've seen it, but I cannot tell you if I've watched an episode.
All I know is that those shows that are set in the 50s were with the KKK and the racist bastards and everything, they get me so angry. It's just like, if I had a time machine, I would just want to go back and just like punch some of these people in the face. It's like just listening to testimony from the Derek Chauvin case or whatever. It's like, God, I wish I was there. I wish I could have tackled him and just knocked him off of the guy so that he didn't kill them. You know what I'm saying? It's like something, anything. It's just like all of these witnesses, just witness after witness, that just feels incredible guilt that this guy died right in front of them and they knew it was happening and yet they didn't do anything because nobody did anything. And here's the policeman, you know, or they were scared of the police retaliating. It's just, oh, such a horrible, horrible, horrible. No, I don't want to take a vape before I watch it. Then it'll just be worse.
Well, you vape before everything, so.
I do not.
I mean, theoretically, if anyone from work is listening, it's all a character.
I don't vape in the daytime. I don't vape, like I don't ever do it during the weekdays. It's an evening thing, and it's just because it's easier than drinking, and I don't have a hangover the next day. Well, it's not the daytime here, RT Cruiser.
I'm not judging you.
I believe that you are, Adam.
You were concerned about somebody from work. I'm telling you, you know, you and I used to be all like, oh, we use our real name.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm perfectly fine. And there's nothing that I say on a podcast that I want to, you know, shy away from. I don't feel like I'm saying any controversial, racist, sexist things or whatever. I'm perfectly fine with someone from work listening to podcasts and me using my real name. Like I said, the only thing I wanted to do, I just didn't want there to be video of me vaping. Just because. I don't know. That's something that's...
I can't find my adapter.
Okay. What are you trying to adapt? Your SD card.
Oh, it fell on the floor. You're right. That... If you try to transfer from the Rodecaster to...
It takes forever. You're watching
your watch. Yeah. Like,
it's USB 1.0.
Yeah. I'm like, where did they get that in the 1870s or something? Like, what are we... What is this?
I bought this on Amazon for super cheap, but it's a USB 3.0, and you just plug the card in there. So it's... And then I have the USB 3.1 port, so it goes very fast because... That's the fastest we can do right now, except USB 4 is coming out.
I have a dock that has an SD card thing in it. I think it's USB 3 anyway, but yeah. Let's see. I'm just going to send this to you now.
So the Mac doesn't have a reader on the side?
It may.
Oh, I don't know.
But you know what? You're asking me that and it's right here and I don't even know.
But there's no possible way you could look at it and see.
No, I can't. Yeah, it's behind this monitor and it's like I can't.
Oh my God.
There's no way I can get back there.
No way.
I don't think it does because it's very very limited on ports.
Cuz it's a Mac Mini. It's not... It's so weird that they chose that to do their new processor. It's not even a MacBook or a... I guess the Mac Mini is their only... Oh, iMac is their desktop. That's what I'm thinking of. Oh, yeah, because Archer just got a new one the other day. He just got a new iMac the other day. He was very upset that the files were being transferred via Wi-Fi. Even though he knew that he had like the correct cabling there and everything, I would have just turned off my... Wi-Fi. It's like I would have forced it to use the cable, but he just instead just got very angry that it took forever for his files to transfer. Also, when you go through as many computers as I do and work on as many different computers than I do, if I were to get a brand new computer in this house tomorrow, I could be up and running in about 10 minutes because everything of mine is in the cloud and I can pretty much survive. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing, I won't have to transfer anything off of this computer. The podcasts and stuff that I edit, I do keep, but then after a month I move them over to archive, and then that's an external USB drive. So I can use that. Any, you know, I've got all that stuff that doesn't, if I have a new computer, why is there a text right there? What does it say? What did it say? It was over my face.
I was doing stuff and I'm the way you're going into the video is you're not supposed to be looking at yourself.
I'm not. Oh no, I was looking at it over in Discord. I'm not using them as terminals because terminals didn't have the ability to run programs natively. But the problem with terminals is that you're relying on the other computer. I basically use the internet as my hard drive though. So it's like any project that I'm working on is in a cloud drive somewhere, basically. Except for this audio. Like yours lives in a cloud, but mine I do locally here because I have an SD card and I copy it over. But like I said,
today is 4/2. I mean, yesterday was 4/2.
4/2.
We started on 4/2.
2. I moved to a different SD card today. I'm using a 128 gig SD card. Oh. I have 16 hours left on
mine's
my
mine's like 250.
I know. You're using a or something. That's fine. I don't use that, Adam. I find that 17 hours of recording multi-track, which is 14 tracks in uncompressed audio for 17 hours, that's a lot.
It is. It was cheap. So I was like, oh, why not? Why not?
I don't necessarily disagree with you.
So I'm supposed to, I may go through this with you one more time.
Okay.
Well, actually I did it.
You only sent me one track, though. You sent me your audio, your microphone track. You could have just, I was like, oh, you know what? He probably didn't even do it. He just did everything to mono and just sent me that one track.
I only had microphone. No. There was nothing else that I recorded from my end last week.
I know, but I'm just saying your method of just breaking everything out into its own mono track, which you believe is way easier, and you could be right, but that would have worked for that because you were just going to send me one mono track. You weren't going to send me anything else. In this case, tonight, you need to send me track 3 and track 14, 15. Or 13, 14. Whatever the last two tracks. So I need the third track and which is a mono track, and then I need tracks 14 and 15 or 13 and 14. Whichever the last two tracks are, that's your pads.
I'll do so now you're seeing
I'm seeing audition. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just going to do file,
open a pen.
That's what I was going to say to new. Yes. And then I'm going to go in and I do, I pull and it was 3 different.
Yep. Just, you can shift select. Yeah. Cool.
And then I bring those in and then it takes a little time because they're really
takes
long.
A little bit of time, 14 tracks.
And then what so I wasn't supposed to really be doing any editing on my end. So that might be
you don't need to do any editing, but
no, but I'm saying the template we set up, we added the effects to.
Oh yeah, you don't need that. No, that's why I have a transfer one that breaks all the tracks out, and then I have a show one that does all the effects. So the template, basically your template, you just need to give me.
So then I'll do, okay, so then I'll do multi-track.
No.
File new multi-track.
Yes.
Then I'll just name this AB 4/2 or something. And then I won't save it there. I'll save it. Oh, well, that's fine. Okay. I'll save it there. And then,
well, that's because you're using the geeky gay template. Geeky
gay template. Dang it. That's not what I wanted to do. Okay. Let me try that again. File new. Multi-track, and I'm not going to use a template. I'm just going to say none. And then I'm going to go because I know, but the mix minus one had the effects in it. So I'm just going to say AB or two. I'll overwrite.
Then browse. No, you're not going to be able to overwrite it because you have it open somewhere else.
So I'll just
put it
here. Yeah,
put it there. Cool. Okay.
So then there's nothing. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this.
Nope. No, Tanya, you need to add because everything on there is a stereo track. You need to add a mono track onto your, so just multi-track.
Oh, really?
Yep. Multi-track tracks, add mono.
Okay.
There you go. Now you can drag three to there and blah, blah, blah. So now untwirl. What do you want to do?
I want the mono up here.
Okay. So untwirl the untitled, right?
Yeah, and I drag three
there,
over.
There you go.
And then I do 13 and 14, and I drag them here.
That is correct.
Is there? Let's see. There's, yeah. I play so much audio. Okay. Yep. So then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go.
File.
I'm going to go multi-track.
Nope. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do that. No, entire session.
Entire session. And then when the pop-up comes
up. What's it doing? I've never seen this before. It's actually doing something. It's making a new, you know, you don't want to do this. Say no. Say no, 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 no. Abort, abort, abort. You want to do file export. There you go. Multi-track export. Mix sound entire session. And then it takes you there. So now change the name just to AB. Or just get rid of the word mixed down. I don't care. There's probably a setting that does that. And then down at the bottom, yeah, mix down options, just change that. Take it off of the single stereo mix and then click on tracks and it'll make them. And it's done.
Then say okay and okay. Oh, I don't want it to go there.
Well, then.
Sure. That's fine.
It was right above you as to where you told it where to go. So. And that's it. So now it's going to make two files. One of them is going to be called AB 4-2 track 7, and one of them is going to be called track 1.
So where did it put them?
32621. So there they are, right there.
So then,
oh, it's not done with the second one yet. So
it's done.
Oh, well then it didn't go there. Those are 326. Now go back. Go to AB 4. Nope. Back one. Go in there. Oh, you know what? Just try exporting it and see what directory it defaulted to. Because it just said that it couldn't.
File.
Yeah.
Stupid Mac. Session, entire session.
So it's right there, whatever browse that is. Documents mix minus 326. There it is right there. So it's in mix minus 32621.
Can I do this? No, that's not where it is. No, is it a movie? No. It's not.
No, it's in Adam Burns user's documents. Oh, I see what it is. It's mix minus, and then it's not under episodes. You need to go up above episodes. So there you go. So go back to your browser.
Oh, okay. Okay. So.
That one. There you go. So there's the waves. Those are the two waves that I want.
And I'm just, oh, that's on the wrong screen, so I'm gonna go then. Everyone is seeing, anybody who's watching is seeing the entire process here. Episode audio. And I'm just gonna delete all of that.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna come here and I'm gonna grab that. And oh no, it's a Mac. How do I do this? That and drag them over.
Well, there you go. Fun.
It's track one and track seven, Daniel. Okay, that's it.
That's it.
Done and dusted.
The difference is track seven is a nice mono track, and then track one is a stereo track.
So now I can just close.
Yeah, and just say you don't want to save anything.
Save changes, note all.
Yeah.
And I'll bring you back up.
Oh, must you? You can. Will you just stop sharing your screen?
Oh, that's
true. There you go.
There you are.
Why, look, there I am.
And then
my guess is that your name is Cy Klonberg. I do not live in Buffalo.
Cy Klonberg?
Oh, I get it. Cy Clone.
Klonenberg? Cy Klonenberg? So close, but not even many common letters to my given Christian name. Under his eye. Mm-hmm. Praise be. Is that what it is? Do you watch The Handmaid's Tale, Daniel?
I have not watched that. I'm not currently subscribed to Hulu. And as you know, I have fixtures, and then I have a floater. And right now the floater is HBO Max. So I have my fixtures, which are Amazon Prime Video, Disney Plus, and Netflix. And then I pay for one additional service that rotates. So currently it is pointed to HBO Max. Prior to that, it was pointed to Showtime so that I could watch the last season of Billions, which they stopped midway through, so I still have to eventually go back and watch that. And then
I want to watch more of that, but I don't have anything. I don't pay for Showtime anywhere.
Well, Billions season, I started it on Netflix because Billions season 1 through 3 is available on Netflix. And so I watched it there, and then I had to go to 4. You know, I had to pay for it to go to 4. But yeah, currently I'm pointing at HBO Max, and then I think the next service we will move to is the Paramount Plus when whatever the new Star Trek comes out, whether it's Lower Decks or whatever. Whenever the next Star Trek, we will switch over to Paramount Plus and drop HBO Max. Although there is a chance that we might pick up Hulu and drop HBO Max if we need to watch some stuff over there.
Auntie Scott is saying it's time for me to pull away from mom.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm really not all that close to my mom anymore. So
So let me ask you this, though, Adam. Who complained about your switch, your new theme song?
Oh, it was somebody, one of the Throwing Down listeners.
So it wasn't even, it was basically just an NPC. It was just like nobody that has any,
I mean,
they're just, it might as well be a computer generated AI that was just like, mah, 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 mah. Like this person, you don't have an actual relationship with this person.
And in fairness, I just had to mute because I was moving my mic and it'll make a lot of noise. In fairness, they really didn't even complain. They were joking in the Throwing Down Discord and made a comment that I then was sensitive about. And so I believe I even said in the, you know, maybe I didn't, but I, you know, it's more of a me thing. People are going to have their opinions and joke about things and whatever, and it's shouldn't be a big deal. It's just that, you know me.
I'm just saying.
So
you're, I would understand it if it was you or not you. So I would understand it if it was somebody that you knew.
Yeah, I don't know this person.
But it's like for it just to be some rando, like the very first time a listener has ever left a comment and it's something negative, it's just like, oh, okay, well, thank you. But if something like RT Cruiser send us a negative feedback, I would be like, oh shit, we've done something wrong, because, you know, we've known RT for a long time. So it was like, I don't know. I'm sorry, Adam. I'm sorry that you felt bad about it.
I appreciate it.
I applaud that you're using a new theme song, because I was not a fan of the old one, because to me it was just too reminiscent of Maddie. That was the Adam and Maddie song. So I applaud you for moving on to the Adam Burns song, which you're now going to snip.
It's another one where it has some random text that I don't even pay attention to, but I feel like someone is going to do some kind of analysis. Like, Joe Batance always makes fun about how my ending show says I'm going to kick somebody's ass when I'm a person that would like never.
Right. Are you going to change the ending? That's interesting.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you going to change the ending song now?
The ending song is, well, maybe, but it is perfectly timed, and
any song of that duration. It's just you're used to it, so you know the cues.
I have no idea what they mean. Baby, I'm not turning around. Got one thing on my mind.
No, it's like there were several double negatives in there.
Ring something about a bell ringing. I don't know. Like, but there are random words. But I just like the. Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind.
Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind.
Saturday morning, 12:52 a.m. here in Tawnytown, Arkansas.
Wow.
Daniel Brewer is joining us on the late night show.
Yeah, do you have an ad read to do?
This show is brought to you by Bro Pillow over at bropillow.com, whatever that was. I don't know.
Bro, if there's not a place called Bro Pillow, there totally
Bro
should
Pillow.
Be.
Yeah.
Totally should be. Do you think Baron Frosty has dementia?
Nope. I don't know, but I just wonder. He talks about how, look, I like fast food, mm-hmm. but everything that Baron talks about is him eating candy and like junk food. And he tried Weight Watchers for, I don't know, what, 3 days uh-huh. or something? And he's like, oh, I just couldn't do it. But at the same time, I've never thought of Baron Frosty as being overweight when I've seen him in person. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's one of those people that can just eat whatever the hell he wants mm-hmm. and maintain a reasonable weight. But anyway.
I feel like he would just be like, if he gained weight, he would just yell at it and it would leave. Why does he have to? Because he posts these posts that's almost like he's arguing with himself. Like, he's got an imaginary voice that he's answering. You know what I'm saying? Like if you were going to go to Mark and say something like, I'm going to purchase a, $2,000 mixer. Now, before you tell me that I needed, that I already had this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've already got the arguments in your head that you're refuting. It's like his posts come across that way, where he's like, I'm going to do this. Of course, I know that you think that I'm going to do this.
Read me an example of this.
Any of his posts. Let me find one. You don't get what I'm trying to say, do you?
No.
It's like he's making a statement.
I understand the concept.
Yeah, he's making a statement, but then he's like, bringing up a counterpoint and refuting it at the same time, as if he's trying to nip something in the bud.
I think I might do that. I could see myself going to Mark and saying, but
right. No, but like, but whatever. The point is that you're doing it to another person. This is, he's doing it to himself. I'm trying to find one here. He posts a lot.
Cyclone says, Baron is living alone without pets, I think. He will post and talk to himself to navigate, not dementia.
So he is hearing a voice in his head, is what you're saying.
I talk to voicemails on my show. Apparently that's another thing that annoys some people.
Yeah, I don't have a great example here. And some of them, it's like he has such a weird private feed. It's like, I don't want to like just read out some of his posts because I don't know what his, he's really weird about his privacy. I mean, I think, I think he has dementia.
Okay. You know, they could be nemesis.
Who?
His podcast.
No possible way. They're still playing New Year's right now, aren't they? It's like how are we going to, that would be like one of those remote interviews that we made fun of in the pre-show where year from now.
You wouldn't get a response until 6 months later. You know, you say something and I don't guess he listens to our show though.
So. I think he does. He common times will say things on Twitter that lead me to believe that he heard them. So let's see, like if I see, there was just something from him this past week on Twitter. Oh, is he one of these people that deletes his tweets? Or maybe, no, he was replying to you.
Oh, I can't. He listens to my show, but I don't know if he listens to our show.
But he said something. There was a tweet that I saw that referenced something that we had talked about on Mix Minus. Anyway,
don't they record for like 3 hours and then Baron and then that cuts goes on into shows?
Yeah, for 6 months. Well, anyway,
that's one way to do it. You don't have to be timely, you know. They probably
but I'm just saying that doesn't make for a good nemesis because you would be, take forever for them to reply.
With she's not doing so well, I feel like we would be doing it. And
all right, there we go. Radar. March 30th from Baron Frosty. Every time Daniel Brewer mentioned the chicken sandwich, I cackled my head off in the shower. Now that was from Mix Minus last week with your emergency chicken sandwich. So
Throwing down and Mix Minus could be nemesises, but you're on both of them.
I'm not on Throwing Down.
Scott and I mean, not Throwing Down, That Darn Elvis.
Yeah, That Darn Elvis.
Throwing Down is a private thing, so it doesn't, you know.
That's all right. But, I mean, we'll survive without a nemesis, I'm just saying.
I know you want one, though. I know I you're do. Jonesing for
I
a nemesis.
I do. I want, like, maybe gayish.
I mean, Auntie Scott had Big Fatty, you know? And they could be nemesis. And it worked. You know, it was a thing that they did. Mm-hmm. And everyone tuned in every week for, you know, what are those pesky folks going to say about each other down at the end of the bar?
I used to sit alone doing evil all day, but now I think that someone's gonna get in my way. Yeah, there's someone in my life that doesn't want me to exist. My never, never, ooh, my never, never, never. And I feel fine, cause I've got a nemesis. My never, never,
ooh, my never, 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 my never, never. Yeah, that's from Phineas and Ferb.
Love it. I'm getting sleepy now, so
all right.
I'm gonna say 1 o'clock is probably a good time for us to. I know it's 2 for you. Time zones. What are you gonna
do? All right. Then good night, everyone.
Thank you, chat room, for staying around and hanging out with us. I'm just about to fall asleep in the chair. You know, I'm old.
I'm old. So,
So we're gonna call it a night.
But
thank you, everyone.
Okay. Good night.
How do I turn this off? How do I?
Hey, Myron.